reports. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. The Pentagon says a second Chinese surveillance balloon has been spotted. This one's over Latin America. Yesterday, a spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now making its way east. The incident caused Secretary of State Antony Blinken to postpone this weekend's planned trip to Beijing, but he said lines of communication remain open.
The world expects the United States and China to manage our relationship responsibly. And indeed, addressing many of today's global challenges, challenges that affect the lives of our people and people around the world, demands that we find a way to work together as well. The United States will continue to act in a way that reflects that responsibility. We look to our PRC counterparts to do the same.
China's foreign ministry says the balloon incident was an accident and accuses American politicians and media of taking advantage of the situation to discredit China. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte outraged the Pentagon didn't shoot it down.
If it was up to Montanans, this thing would have been taken out of the sky the moment it entered our sovereign airspace.
The Pentagon says if it tried to shoot it down, it could have harmed Americans due to a potentially large debris field. President Biden talked about the economy and other topics during his remarks to Democrats gathered in Philadelphia.
On the heels of a positive January jobs report, President Joe Biden addressed members of the Democratic National Committee at their winter meeting in Philadelphia.
Strongest 2 years of growth in history by a long shot. 3.4% unemployment, the lowest in 54 years.
He also promised to build on the accomplishments of his first 2 years.
I intend to get it done, more done. So let me ask you a simple question. Are you with me?
The president heads to Camp David tomorrow ahead of Tuesday's State of the Union address.
Fox's Tanjay Power as he has planned trips to Wisconsin and Florida next week. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jurors in New York may soon begin deliberating in the trial of a U.S. citizen accused of fighting with ISIS.
An attorney for Ruslan Maratovich Asanov entered a not guilty plea to charges of providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization on his behalf, as she said he does not recognize the U.S. legal system. Jurors in New York have heard witness testimony from his ex-wife, who said he sent her pictures of fellow ISIS members' dead bodies after a battle. They also heard from a jail guard who said he kept a drawing of the ISIS black flag in his cell and video of Asanov after his arrest telling law enforcement he was a sniper who taught other ISIS members how to use weapons. Prosecutors say he went to Syria in late 2013 and U.S.-backed Syrian forces captured him and turned him back over to the U.S. in 2019. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A U.S. airline is launching an all-you-can-fly deal.
Frontier Airlines is rolling out a pass to let customers fly all summer long for one price. The $399 Go Wild Pass lets holders take trips from May 2nd to September 30th for a penny per trip, with some catches like airport fees, taxes, and extra charges for things such as checked luggage. Trips to its more than 100 destinations depend on availability, and there are some blackout dates. Passengers have to book domestic flights a day before or up to 10 days ahead for international departures. The airline's already selling an unlimited annual pass for $1,299. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A court in Spain says Amazon broke labor laws by forcing more than 2,000 delivery drivers to use an app that the company controlled for scheduling work and payments, as well as requiring them to use their own cars and cell phones on the job. The court ruled Amazon couldn't treat workers using its Flex app as self-employed. Amazon says it disagrees with the ruling and will appeal. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.